Good evening, and you are listening to the Chris Cochran Podcast. Find me on Twitter at ChrisCochran790. But let me dive into this first. Did anybody see Fox Sports last night? Fox Sports 1. Or just yesterday in general, or have they watched it today at all? You know, what did you guys think of it? Because I know that when I was watching it, for the first time, I was excited to watch a highlight show. Because I can't stand it. You know, I don't watch SportsCenter. I don't do none of that stuff. I do not watch SportsCenter. I hate it. Can't stand watching highlights. It's the same thing over and over again. I know what I'm getting. I'm getting highlights. But with this one, just with this channel in general, I was excited for. You know, I watched the debut. They had UFC on in the evening, evening, afternoon, wherever you want to say it. And but when I first started, when I woke up on a Saturday. Let me walk you through this. I woke up on Saturday. Started watching it. Was excited to have it on, and realized NASCAR is on. NASCAR. I was expecting something else. I was expecting maybe, you know, give me some games, give me an old college football game on that you got that Fox played. A great rivalry. Just, you know, we're coming into college football season right now. Give me a good Pac-10 game that was on Fox last year. Don't give me NASCAR. I get it was a speed channel at one point, but don't give me NASCAR. It's something I do not want to watch on the debut of a channel. On the debut of a sports channel that's supposed to compete with ESPN. Because you know what I did? I went right to NFL Network because I don't watch too much ESPN. The only time I watch it is when there's, you know, only a sporting event on. You know, they have NFL, you know, on Monday night. You know, college football's coming up, so I'll probably watch ESPN then. But for the most part, I do not watch anything on any programming on ESPN unless it's a game. I watch NFL Network. I'm an NFL junkie. Wake up, NFL Network on. Preseason games on. I'll rewatch those games until they're not even on anymore. Until it's a new cycle. But getting back to my Fox Sports 1. I wanted something else than NASCAR. I was expecting some extravagant, something big, because, you know, we all know Fox has billions of dollars. I was expecting something more from a billion-dollar company that's coming out with a new sport, trying to break into the sports market with NASCAR. I did not want that. I saw the video on Deadspin about how the transition from NASCAR on the Speed Channel to it had this old, I guess, host who hosts these, you know, these races on the Speed Channel. Give off, you know, this last-minute speech, this goodbye speech from, you know, the transition from Speed to Fox Sports 1. And, you know, they had Kurt Metzger kind of, you know, lead you in with it, get you all excited. And then it just, you know, and this was at like 6 in the morning. I woke up around 10:30, and I just see NASCAR. But then, you know, as the day went by, I realized most of the programming is NASCAR. All these, you know, it was a speed channel at one point, so it's naturally going to go back to this, you know, to any sort of automobile racing. Just like NBC Sports goes to hunting. It's like its go-to thing is hunting. It was the Versus channel at one point, and now it's NBC, and it went back to hunting. It goes back to, I have no problem with it now that I know. But, you know, UFC came in, so I was watching that. I was all excited. You know, saw some new camera angles. You know, I don't mind seeing some UFC. I could watch that. But then here comes this, I guess, with like Fox Sports Live. I was giving it a chance. I'm hoping it's good because I do not like ESPN. I just don't like the programming. But so I'm watching this, and it has these two weasels on there. You know, they're okay. Not, you know, it was a highlight show. And then out of nowhere, they give you the highlight. They give you, like, this hacky sports, like, you know, sounds, you know. They try to, you know, be all funny and hacky and corny with their highlights. And then out of nowhere, like, this camera just pans. It pans up. It's like a sky cam in a studio. And it just goes straight to, like, Andy Roddick. The setup was Carissa Thompson on the left. This is if you're watching it. Donovan McNabb. Andy Roddick. Ephraim Salaam. Dude, I've never seen this guy play football. I've only heard of him in Madden. And Gary Payton. I don't know where you got Gary Payton. I haven't seen this guy since since the 2006 finals. So, anyways, I'm watching this. And it's highlight. It's good, you know, it's good highlight. You know, they'll show two or three highlights of, baseball, football, whatever sport. They'll shoot, like, two or three highlights of a game. And then I know where they just pan to them. And then you get their commentary. And right when I saw it, it was like a cleaned-up Best Damn Sports Show. There was no edge to it. I really didn't want to hear what Gary Payton had to say about, you know, a game that took place in the MLB or a preseason game. You can't sell me that Gary Payton knows. But I get what they're doing. They kind of just want, you know, a loose set. They want, you know, openness compared to ESPN, you know, compared to SportsCenter, how it's just guys just sitting in suits, talking, giving you highlights, and then, okay, let's see what Chris Morrison, you know, what is he saying about news with the Giants, for example, New York Giants, and he gives it to you, and then that's it. So, I get what they're doing. It's different. You know, I'll probably keep watching it. You know, I would not have known that a preseason game was on Sunday night, unless they, you know, if they didn't yell at me about it, put it that way. So, right now, as I'm doing this podcast, I have the New York Giants and Indianapolis Colts on in preseason football. I would not have known right away. I would have found out eventually. But, I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait till football season starts. We have, you know, basically just these late night games with, you know, Oregon on 10 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. You have just these late night Pac-10, Big 12 games where it's just nothing on. You just want to relax. You get home. Just want to lay in bed before you knock out, before Sunday comes. And bam, college football hits you in the face with a crazy West Coast game. And you have no idea what it is. And you realize, oh, crap. And then all of a sudden what you do is you go ahead and you just send a little tweet out. Hey, what a game we have on Fox Sports 1 right now. And then next thing you know, the Twitterverse blows up. And everybody's watching the game. It's like a giant party. It's awesome. That's what I can't wait for. Get a nice little competition, you know, because by that point, ESPN will have a game on. ESPN2 will have a game on. Fox Sports Net will probably have a game on. ABC might have a game on. Fox Sports 1. That's four or five channels, four or five networks. It's just playing college football. More options for me? Hey, I'll take it. I will take it. But, I hope it works out. I really hope it works out. We'd love watching it. You know, kind of want to see how, I've seen, you know, their NFL panel with Glazer, Bradshaw, Long, Strahan. That's pretty good. But, I want to see the show with Regis Philbin that they have coming up. Competing with PTI, or Around the Horn and PTI, I want to see it. I'm optimistic about it. I hope it works out. But, bouncing around a little bit, I want to get to have my Fox Sports 1 rant. I want to get to Saved by the Bell. It's a random topic, but you know what? I feel like everybody knows Saved by the Bell. So, this is how I'm getting on it. My girlfriend asked me, what do you want for, like, you know, our 1 year anniversary? You know, it's pretty big. I tell her Saved by the Bell season DVDs. Yes, that's random. Saved by the Bell on the season DVDs. And the reason why, like, you know, this kind of hit me, you know, where I kind of just want it, is I used to watch this show every morning before I go to school. Every morning. Used to be on TBS, 7 o'clock to like 9 o'clock, 4 episodes of Saved by the Bell. And now I wake up to go start my day off, and it's not on. And I'm pretty pissed off about it. I got Fresh Prince on. Now, well, I get Fresh Prince. It's a great show. I grew up watching that show. But, I mean, I have seen every single episode of Saved by the Bell. With Screech, Zach Morris, AC Slater, Lisa Turtle, Jesse Spano, Kelly Kapowski, and of course Mr. Belding. And so this is why, you know, I got a gripe. I have a legit gripe with this. You know, I grew up watching it, and now I can't watch it anymore. Can't watch it anymore. Right now, the only thing I watch anymore is Boy Meets World. And if they take that off, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea. But they, you know, Saved by the Bell needs to make its way back in the market. Just, it needs to make its way back on television somewhere. Because, I mean, if you could rank that show, if you could rank that show as, like, I guess, like an iconic show, where would you rank it? I mean, you have Fresh Prince. I'm guessing, like, I don't know, Family Matters. Step by Step. You know, that's four channel, you know, four things, you know, four TV shows. But, I mean, out of all those, man, I was hooked on Saved by the Bell, and I still am. You know, and my, you know, the company I work for just had, like, had a promotion event, and Mario Lopez is there. I wanted to go to the event. I want to go to him and be like, and just yell at him preppy. If you've seen the show, you know what I'm talking about. Just wanted to say that to him and then go home. Because that's how I remind him as. I kind of giggled when I saw his name. When I found out he was there. Because this guy, you know, he was shit back then. With him and Zach Morris, you know, AC Slater and Zach Morris. They had to be like the cleanest rival. I remember that one time, one episode, they had a little fight. They got in a little fight. In the locker room, and it was so fake. It was so bad. It was awful. It was such a bad fight. It looks so fake. You have one meathead versus, like, the clean-cut white guy with bleach blonde hair, surfer type. That fight was horrible. I mean, it was awful. You know, and then you had, like, the little love interest between... I don't know if they got married. I know they had the... I guess, like, the post-college years of the show. Yeah, they had, like, the post-college years of the show. And that was just brutal. I mean, they were in their prime. That show was in its prime from, like, the tail end of middle school into strictly the high school years. When they went to college, it was okay. You know, it had some new chick on it. But once it was in college, once it was in high school, I mean, that was from the show. That's when I loved it. You know, they had, you know, you had the little, you know, always had these weird love triangles. Like, out of nowhere. We all know Screech likes Lisa. So then you have, like, the one episode where Zach and Lisa, like, help each other out. And Zach kisses her. And then Screech finds out about it. So if you think about this, like in real terms. You have your best friend hooking up with the girl you like. And you find out about it. What kind of best friend does that? Seriously. What kind of best friend hooks up with the girl you like? And then another one. Jesse Spano. Her and Zach kissed. She was AC Slater's girl. Kelly and Slater kissed. Like, they all did stuff together. It's amazing. And how are these all friends? Everybody's hooking up with everybody. And it's okay. Yeah, some feelings get hurt, but it gets solved within the last 5 minutes of the episode. But this is crazy. This is unacceptable, especially in the 90s. I grew up watching this, you know, and now that, you know, I'm older, I see it, and I'm like, holy crap, they were just basically practically banging everybody. Each and every one of them were just getting with each other the entire time. And it's like, geez, where's the loyalty at? And Screech got none of it. He would get, like, a kiss on the cheek from Lisa or from Jesse or from Kelly. To get, like, a little kiss on the cheek. And that's about it. Poor Screech. This dude's getting double-crossed by everybody in his circle. And he's still hanging around. I mean, the character he portrays makes so much sense. That, you know, he's messed up now. Hell, that character, you know, if I had to play that character and every day I go to work and I find out the guy I'm, you know, my alleged best friend and the character I'm playing is just hooking up with the girl I like, I'd be crazy too. Horrible. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's just something I just ran, you know, I just thought of. Everybody's getting with everybody in that show, but no one cares. And that's what's part of the show. Zach Morris is a pimp, and A.C. Slater is like, A.C. Slater is like a notch below him. He could always dance, and he had the muscles. Zach was just the looks and the humor. You know? But, you know, that's why I loved it. And I'm just kind of, you know, I'm just kind of pissed off that it's not on TV anymore. It needs to get back on TV. Because right now the show I watch is Boy Meets World. Yes, Boy Meets World. Doesn't seem very, I guess, manly or masculine. But that show is great. No matter what you say. I don't care what anybody says. If you were raised in the 90s, you watch Boy Meets World. You know the love circle. You know the, you know, Sean, Corey, and Penn. You know it. I don't care. You know about it. You know the love. You know the little, you know, like, you know, Sean and Topanga hooked up. They were a little bit better friends, Sean and Corey. But you know of that show. Saved by the Bell and Boy Meets World, you know that show. I don't want to hear it. You know, and that's on now, and I'm just saying, you know, someone needs to put Saved by the Bell back on the air. That's all. Put Saved by the Bell back on the air. Anyways. One thing. Hold on. Anyways. One thing I'm getting tired of is I watch tons of football. You know, I'm in the fantasy football. You know, I write for a website, Pro Football Central. I write for them. I contribute to the site. You know, and then I just realized I'm caught up in this. I'm caught up in fantasy football. You know, it's I have, like I said, I write about it. One thing I'm just getting annoyed with is, like, here I'm gonna give you an example. Everything is tied to your fantasy team. We aren't fans of any teams anymore. We are fans of our teams. You know, and that kind of bothers me. Because we don't care how people do and the success they bring to the team. We only care about your own fantasy team. Which I have no problem with. But now, it's just kind of annoying me. It's starting to annoy me a little bit. Because I'm just tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing it like... You say, oh, you know, yeah, so, you know, man, damn, I really wanted, you know, Dustin Keller to stay healthy. Why? Well, because I drafted him on my fantasy football team. That drives me nuts. Think about it. Would your 15-year-old self be mad at you? Yes. Yes, he would. And You know, it's just something that's driving me crazy. And it's only in the NFL. And that's why I think, you know, when it comes to college, is yes, you have, like, you know, the whole, you know, there is fantasy football for college football, but I can't do it. There's too many people. There's too many players in the sport. Way too many. But anyways, I don't even know how you can do that. How can a website make, you know, player names, like, there's no union. I feel like that should be a bigger issue as well. College football fantasy football. But going back to my fantasy football, it just drives me crazy how, you know, when it comes to players, you know, it all, you know, It's all selfish when it comes back to you. Like, whatever happened, just enjoying the sport. Enjoying the game and, you know, and being a fan of your team and the players on the team. Because it's just driving me nuts when I heard it on the radio today and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. And one thing I've, like, I guess realized about myself is when I'm, like, caught up in something and I just seek it constantly, it drives me nuts. It starts to drive me nuts. One thing that's driving me nuts now is, like, cynicism. Where you have, you're looking for, like, the negative, and you're trying to give, like, a little snark to something. You know, whenever something happens to something negatively, cynicism has to kick in. Or, like, just whatever something, like, I guess, like, whatever, like, for example, sports team, whatever the Dolphins do in general, the Miami Dolphins, whatever they do in general, there's cynicism, like, is that, like, really? I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. I know they've been mediocre, but, like, the amount of cynicism that I see towards the team from people close to me and just from, you know, social media, and it's like, are you guys serious? You know, and it's, you know, like, right now, the main thing is 7-9 forever. So anything that the Dolphins, any injury, anything that the Dolphins do that's negative, or just average, it's 7-9 forever. You could go ahead, season hasn't even started yet, but you can go watch a preseason game. They could do something great. But if you fumble the ball, it's, oh, that's, you know, it's 7-9 forever. That's the reason why they're average. It's the reason why they aren't going to be good. And I'm like, are you guys serious? Like, come at me with something, you know, give me something different. Not, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's getting crazy right now, and it's driving me nuts. And I'm sure there's every fan, like, I know I get there's fans like that for every team, and I'm sure there's fans that hate that aspect, that hate that fan. And it's not even, you know, it's not even my team, but, like, it drives me nuts when it comes to my team, but, like, it's just in general. Like, just the negativity about it, and you know, it's, and you know, the only thing that there's nothing negative towards to right now in sports, I think, well, down here it's the Miami Heat, but I would say maybe, I would say, like, the New England Patriots. No one has nothing negative to say about them. You know, I mean, just now, since Greg Jennings and Donald Driver are not on the Packers anymore. Greg Jennings is in Minnesota, Driver retired. You know, now you're kind of getting, like, the snarky, jealous remarks out of him. But, you know, I think Tom Brady right now and the New England Patriots are the only team where you don't get that. Where you don't get that, you know, that, I guess, you know, that you don't get that criticism about. And, yeah, that's, you know, that's something I've noticed. But anyways, you are listening to the Chris Cochran Podcast. You can find me on Twitter at ChrisCochran790 or ChrisCochran790.